This is the Game Addict Hotline for September 11th, 2007, episode 90.
So, you're interested in beating those video games. You want your quarters to go farther. Well, sit back and listen carefully. The secrets, techniques, and skills to master the play and to extend your playing time on all the latest and most popular video games are contained in this album. The author,
Game Addict Hotline,
is an Atari Champion finalist. On this record,
Game Addict Hotline
reveals the strategies and tips which helped to make him one of the most skilled players in America. So listen well and learn from him how you too can become a skilled player, have hours of fun, and conquer the video craze. Good luck!
Welcome to the Game Addict Hotline. Please turn your video games down and this podcast up. We are your only source for video game news, video game releases, and a video game trivia. So glad you guys can be here. My name is Luke. Okay, so first up, I'm recording this a little bit after I recorded the first part of the show because I was talking to people and I was going to do something and it's not going to work. So let me tell you guys, I'm going on my third year of the Game Addict Hotline, and it doesn't look like anything's moving. It seems a little stagnant. So I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to be changing the show around. I'm going to do a lot of different things. So hopefully after this episode, when we start 91, it'll be a little bit different, and hopefully you guys will enjoy the changes. Anyway, that's going to be all the news I have for this week. Hope you guys enjoyed PAX. I'll have a PAX cross-platform show coming up soon, so that should come out this week. So let's go ahead and stop the talking and actually get into the news. Our first news story: Bloomberg announced that in Japan, the Wii has been outselling the Sony PS3 by a 3-to-1 ratio. The sales for the PS3 have totaled about 1.1 million units since its release, comparable to the sales of the Nintendo Wii, totaling about 3.4 million units, according to Enterbrain, a research firm in Japan. No new reasons are discussed in the news story as it continues to talk about the PS3's price and not enough interesting titles as reasons why not as many PS3s are being purchased as the Wii. Our next news story: Joytech, a third-party peripheral maker, used to fight mad cats for the attention of gamers for joysticks, decals, and arcade sticks. Now, the owners of Joytech, Take-Two Interactive, are selling the company as part of their restructuring plan in hopes to bring Take-Two to a more profitable company. Mad Cats bought Joytech for $3.7 million. Finally, AMD has released new drivers for the ATI video cards. The drivers have reported to improve graphic speeds by 50 to 90% than the last driver update. One problem, it only is for the Linux operating system. According to the site foronix.com, the drivers for the newer ATI cards have been plagued with bad drivers for the Linux operating system, and this driver update has improved upon most of the problems. The driver version 8.41 will be released soon, with some rumors that AMD will be opening the drivers later to the developer community. Alright, let's look at our top anticipated games at Gamefly.com. Number 5, Halo 3 for the Xbox 360. Number 4, Metroid Prime 3, Corruption for the Wii. Number 3, Medal of Honor Airborne for the Xbox 360. Number 2, John Woo Presents Stranglehold for the Xbox 360. And the number one top anticipated game at Gamefly.com is BioShock for the Xbox 360. Looking at top games in Japan, number 5, Kitama Jinsan to Isho Boku no Kobuki Machiniki for the PlayStation 2. Number 4, Mario Party 8 for the Wii. Number 3, Blade Storm Hyakunen Senso for the PlayStation 2. Number 2, Bladestorm, The 100 Years War for the PlayStation 3. And our number one top game in Japan this week is Final Fantasy Crystal Chronicles Ring of Fates for the Nintendo DS. Looking at top games in the UK, number 5, Brain Age, Train Your Brain in Minutes a Day 2 for the DS. Number 4, Transformers, The Game for the PlayStation 2. Number 3, Brain Age, Train Your Brain in Minutes a Day for the DS. Number 2, Tiger Woods PGA Tour 2008 for the PlayStation 2. And the number 1 top game in the UK this week is BioShock for the Xbox 360. Looking at new releases this week for the Xbox 360, Kengo, Legend of the Nine by Majesco Games. The Elder Scrolls 4, Oblivion, Game of the Year by 2K Games. Fatal Inertia by Koei. NHL 2K8 by 2K Sports. NHL 2008 by EA Sports. For the PlayStation 3, Dirt by Codemasters. NHL 2K8 by 2K Sports. NHL 2008 by EA Games. For the Wii, Guilty Gear XX Accent Core by Axis Games. For the PS2, Dot Hack GU Volume 3 Redemption by Namco Bandai Games. Guilty Gear XX Accent Core by Axis Games. Konami Kid Playground Toy Pals Fun in Numbers by Konami. Konami Kid Playground Frogger Hop Skip and Jumpin' Fun by Konami. Konami Kid Playground Dinosaurs Shapes and Colors by Konami. Konami Kid Playground Alphabet Circus by Konami. NHL 2K8 by 2K Sports. And NHL 2008 by EA Sports. Looking at our DS, Draw to Life by THQ. Jam Session by Ubisoft. Zoe 101 Field Trip Fiasco by THQ. Spelling Challenges and More by Crave. Professor Brainium's Games by SVG Distribution. Math Play by Natsume. For the PC, NHL 2008 by EA Games. The Elder Scrolls 4 Oblivion Game of the Year by 2K Games. Galactic Assault Prisoner of Power by Paradox Interactive. And our number one top game for this week is Heavenly Sword by Sony. Okay, we'll go ahead and we'll take a break and we'll come back with our game trivia. Remember, this is the Game Addict Hotline.
Program is a proud member of the Seattle Podcasting Network. Visit us at seattlepodcasting.net.
And welcome back to the Game Addict Hotline. Remember, we are part of the Seattle Podcasting Network. Visit them at seattlepodcasting.net. Okay, let's go ahead and look at our game trivia.
I tried to make me go to rehab. I said no, no, no. Yes, I've been black, but when I come back.
Our first category is BioShock. Number 1, this is the game engine used for BioShock. Number 2, this is the person who created Rapture. And number 3, this is the year the game is set in. Alright, our next category, Madden 2008. Alright, well, since football season started and I'm getting into fantasy football, I thought we'd go ahead and look at some players in the NFL that you would play in Madden 2008. Number 1, this is the running back for your Seattle Seahawks. Number two, this is the quarterback for your Tennessee Titans. And number three, this is your running back for the Buffalo Bills. All right, looking at our last category, games from last year. I'm going to give you guys a game that came out last year. You tell me what it is. Number one, this game came from EA Sports and lets you play professional hockey. Number two, this game from LucasArts was our game of the week and allowed families to play on the dark side. And number three, this game from Nintendo allowed you to play another sports activity with the Mario Gang. All right, looking at our final question, the guys at Video Games Live have decided to release a CD of their music for all of you who don't get a chance to listen to it live. The CD will be released on October 15th. The CD will have music from Zelda, Mario, Halo, Warcraft, Sonic, Tron, Myst, Civilization 4, and Final Fantasy. My question for you this week is, who is the co-creator of Video Games Live and was the co-star of the old G4 show, Judgment Day? All right, we'll come back with our answers. Remember, this is the Game Act Hotline.
Sega brings you major fun and games like R-Type, 8 levels of action, 8 monsters to destroy, Goldbellius, a wild adventure in the Valley of Doom, and coming soon, Rostan, where you're a barbarian bounty hunter. Each sold separately only from Sega. Major fun and games.
Now you can join Team Sega and get Reggie Jackson baseball free!
How?
Just buy any 3 Sega games and call 1-800-USA-SEGA for details!
All right!
Game changes March 30th, so hurry! The Team Sega Game of the Month, major fun and free games!
There are so many tech podcasts out there, but most of them talk about stuff that has nothing to do with me.
Well, what are you looking for in a podcast?
I want tech stories that actually impact my family, not a bunch of business news. If I want business news, I'll read the Wall Street Journal. I'm talking family computing, new gadgets for families, stuff like that.
Well, there's only one podcast in the world like that, Tech Talk for Families.
Okay, now I want a video game podcast with the same thing. Family-friendly video games with reviews by the kids who play them. And not just regular console games. My kid has a Leapster, and I want games for that, too.
Well, there's also only one podcast in the world that fits that description. Tech Talk for Families.
Okay, one more. I've searched all over for a show with the latest in toy news to find out what's coming out, get gift ideas for my kids, and hear about health and safety information.
Oh, well, for that, there's only one toy news podcast in the world. Tech Talk for Families.
One podcast does all that?
Yep. Plus, they have interviews with people in the technology, toy, and video game industries, a discussion group to talk about all those subjects, contests, tips, and extras at their website, techtalkforfamilies.com. And it's safe to listen to when the kids are in the room.
Wow. The only thing that would make it better is to have an enhanced version for my iPod.
Tech Talk for Families is available in either standard MP3 audio or iTunes enhanced versions. Take your pick. And the enhanced feed and the website have links to every story they report on so you can get more information.
Wow, that sounds like the perfect podcast for every family. What's the website again?
TechTalkForFamilies.com.
Select a song.
And welcome back to the Game Act Hotline. Remember, we are part of the All Games Radio Network. Visit them at allgames.com. Okay, let's go ahead and check our answers.
What is this rhythm?
All right, our first category, BioShock. Number one, this is the game engine used for BioShock. And the answer is, what is Unreal Engine 3? Number two, this is the person who created Rapture. And the answer is, who is Andrew Ryan? Finally, this is the year the game is set in. And the answer is, what is 1960? All right, let's look at our next category, Madden 2008. Number one, this is your running back for the Seattle Seahawks. And the answer is, who is Sean Alexander? Number two, this is the quarterback for your Tennessee Titans. And the answer is, who is Vince Young? And number three, this is your running back for the Buffalo Bills. And the answer is, who is Marshawn Lynch? All right, looking at our final category, games from last year. Number one, this game came from EA Sports and lets you play professional hockey. And the answer is, what is NHL 2007? Number two, this game from LucasArts was our game of the week and allowed families to play on the dark side. And the answer is, what is LEGO Star Wars 2, the original trilogy? And our final question, this game from Nintendo allowed you to play another sports title with the Mario gang. And the answer is, what is Mario Hoops 3-on-3? Alright, let's look at our final question. The guys at Video Games Live have decided to release a CD of their music for all of you who didn't get a chance to see it live. Well, the CD will be released on October 15th. My question for you this week was, who is the co-creator of Video Games Live and the co-star of the old G4 show, Judgment Day? And the answer is, who is Tommy Tallarico? Actually, if you guys want to hear an interview with Tommy about Video Games Live, there is a podcast at gdcradio.net. Tom Kim did an interview with Tommy, so you guys can check that out. Hopefully, I will see you guys at the October one here in Seattle. If you go to their website, they actually are out right now on a tour, so hopefully you guys get a chance to listen to some good music. Anyway, let's go ahead and tell you guys all our information. If you want to go ahead and listen to any of our other podcasts or any of our interviews, go ahead and go to our website at www.gameacthotline.com. You can also email me your comments, questions, or trivia that you'd like to hear at gameacthotline@gmail.com. You can also call us at our voice line at 206-202-4367. That's 206-202-4367. You can also put yourself on our Frapper map that's located on the website. And you can also subscribe to our podcast through iTunes, Odeo, Podnova, or Yahoo Podcasts. You can vote for us at Podcast Alley. And please be a friend with us at Podcast Fickle. And dig us at dig.com/podcast. Okay, thanks so much, guys, for so many episodes. I'll be back with our new show next week. So, turn your video games back up, and you guys, have a great week.白と黒の二つの色だけが全てを支配する世界から。まだ見たことない色彩の国へ。すぐそこにあるはずなのに。